This is Chris Bloomer on Sunshine Radio, and right now we're heading towards December, and Christmas is well and truly on its way, which means we're now officially into panto season. And this year's panto at the Savoy in Monmouth is Mother Goose, and here to talk to us about it from Spontaneous Productions is Sam Densham. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Chris.
You must be getting excited as opening night nears.
Excited, slightly stressed, slightly anxious. Yeah, everything's all go, as you can imagine, for panto season.
So much time and effort goes into putting on a panto. I don't think a lot of people realise how much work is involved. When did you originally decide you were going to do Mother Goose for this year's panto?
Well, we have the most amazing dame, Kevin Tillett, who's been with us for about 7 years now. And Mother Goose is famous for being the dame's panto. And I decided I just really wanted to write something special for him. So we make a decision on which panto is coming next year before the last panto. So I already know next year's panto. I knew last year that I was going to be doing that. Then once I'd made that decision, it's about writing the script and sorting everything else. We start producing this year's panto in January.
If anyone doesn't know, what is the story of Mother Goose about?
There isn't really much of a story about Mother Goose. So whenever I'm writing, I do a little bit of research. And if you ask anybody about Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty, they automatically know what the story is. Children can tell you the story and stand up and recite it. But for Mother Goose, it's more about the character who tells nursery rhymes. She was famous for coming up with things like Hickory Dickory Dock. So she was just a storyteller. So everybody's interpretation of Mother Goose is slightly different. And with all of my script, there's always something a little bit weird going on. So this year, it is about rags to riches. It's about beauty and goodness. So does kindness overcome wanting to be beautiful and youthful? So it's a really good traditional panto story, but obviously you need to get a goose in there and the gold eggs, and we have a demon and all sorts of silliness from panto going on. But the story will change. The story that you might have seen in one pantomime for Mother Goose would not be the same story that you get when you come and see the panto at the Savoy Theatre.
Why do you think pantomimes are so popular in the UK? Because it really is a British thing, isn't it, panto?
It is. I think we should be trying to take over the world with pantomime. They're always seen as like the gateway productions, and I just think it is ingrained in us. They've been going for a couple of hundred years now, so we know what we're going to get when we go to panto. It is one of the things that can keep some theatres open, because the audiences know we're going to go to the pantomime. It's a special treat. I think it's because children go at an early age and they really believe what they see.
Yeah.
It is true magic. I've had children walk out of the auditorium saying, "Did you see that magic carpet fly?"
Yeah.
And the pumpkin changing place, and when Cinderella's dress transforms in front of their eyes, that magic for a 4 or 5 year old will live with them forever. And I think that's then infectious. And what we want as actors and creators is to make sure that we've captured our audiences so they keep coming back to live theatre.
And I think the other thing is that the kids can join in. They can be a part of the show. You encourage them to shout out things and things like that.
Definitely. In about 2 weeks' time, we'll be going into our first performances, and they are specifically for schools. And sometimes we'll be telling the teachers to not be asking their children to shut up, because the whole point is that the audience are actually another member of the cast. It really doesn't work until you get the audience talking to you. And all of the cast, they're really experienced and they know how to work the audience. They know how to lift them and to get them screaming and shouting. And then they know how to bring them back down so they can listen to the story. It's quite an art form. It's not a simple thing to do, panto. It is an art form that you learn over years and years. And I know in Monmouth High Street, if you're in Church Street, which is where the theatre is, the shops along there know when the panto has started, because they can hear the screams through the walls of the theatre all the way down the street. So you could tell, yep, they're up and running and the schools are in. And to be on stage listening to 300 children screaming at you is quite something.
I bet, yes.
I have suggested to my tech crew that they need ear defenders.
Rehearsal starts this coming Sunday, the 3rd of December. You've basically got to cram so much in to those rehearsals. You've got to get everyone knowing their lines and the songs, all the dancing as well that goes with it. And then the set has to be built, and you've got the dress rehearsals and all the technical issues as well.
Yeah, we do. We start next week. We're in a rehearsal room, so the actors come in. I've got my stage manager there. I've got an assistant, and the actors have from the first day of rehearsal through to the Thursday to get the basics done. That is all the songs, and my MD obviously is in the room as well. So that's all the songs, all the choreography, all the script, all costumes obviously have to be sorted out and dealt with. Then they get a couple of days off while we move into the theatre. My set designer and my crew come in, we put up the set, we sort the sound out, we start looking at light, and then it's a matter of doing the dress runs and the tech runs to see if we're up and ready. Thank goodness we've got an amazing cast and crew. We're like a family. We all know what we're doing. There's never any arguments. It's just an absolutely fantastic experience in the room. We're laughing, we're joking, we're experimenting, we're playing. So it's hard work, but at least it's fun as well.
And rewarding.
Yeah, definitely rewarding.
You kick off officially on the 16th of December, and you're going to be running through to the 3rd of January. You've got an adults-only show three times as well during the run.
Yeah, we started a few years ago, I think, when we brought back Dick Whittington, and I thought, let's just give it a go and see if people are interested in our adult shows. And they went so well that every year we've upped them. So we've now got three adult shows. And it's the same show that you would see, but it's a little bit freer. Maybe a couple of naughty words might be put in there. We've got a wonderful artist who started working with us last year called Josh Takash. He's an international singer. And it was his first time doing panto with us. We did Treasure Island last year, and he was Jim. And he really found himself on stage during the adult panto. And I think the audience got to see a little bit more of him than the children's pantos. It's more to do with what the audience are allowed to think and how they're allowed to react without the children in the audience. So they can come in, they can have a drink from the bar, and they don't have to worry about laughing at some of the innuendos that you might want to just sort of skirt over.
Yeah, I get
you. It's a really lovely evening, but they do get to see the whole show. And we do have people at the end that come on and do the song sheet with us and go away with their little gift bag. So it's not anything too different. It's just an amazing, fun evening. And I know, again, the cast really enjoy doing that show.
Well, tickets are priced at £16 for adults, £10 for under 16s, and £45 for a family ticket of four. As we said then, it all kicks off on the 16th of December at the Savoy in Monmouth, running through to the 3rd of January. You can get your tickets from the box office, which is 01600 772 467, or you can get them from the website monmouth-savoy.co.uk. Well, listen, Sam, it's been fantastic to chat to you today.
Thank you. It's been lovely to speak to you as well, Chris.
All the best for Mother Goose, which is happening at the Savoy in Monmouth from the 16th of December. Look forward to it. Cheers, Sam.
Thank you ever so much. Bye, Chris.